all agreed, based on the ECOWAS proposal, that all the parties, including the government of Mali, the African Union, ECOWAS, bilateral and multilateral partners, neighboring countries, including Algeria and Mauritania, are going to assemble in Bamako, in Mali, from the 30th of October to the 4th of November to finalize and to harmonize all the different ideas about deployment of an African-led international force in Mali for the purposes of chasing out the terrorist and criminal network in the north, extending the control of the Malian state throughout the country, and organizing elections to restore full constitutional order in the country.
Mr. Musa, the question many people are asking from Africa is that why is it taking this long for the African Union or the ECOWAS to do something?
It is taking so long because there are so many interests involved in this matter. There are the concerns being expressed by countries like Algeria and Mauritania. There are concerns that are the UN Security Council. If you do not get everybody on board, then some permanent members of the Security Council could veto it. So we need a consensus on it, and it is not easy to arrive at a consensus. The second issue that I will tell you about is that today, ECOWA, for example, has already readied over 3,000 troops that could go to help the Malian authorities to resolve this problem. But the thing is that ECOWAS will need a lot of logistical, financial, and technical support in order to accomplish this mission. And that technical support is within the international community.
As you said, ECOWAS will need logistics. Did France, the United States, promise anything in terms of helping ECOWAS and the African Union with these logistics?
Yes. Everybody within the international community have been very forthcoming about their promises to assist not only in the development or the finalization of the concept of operations, but also to extend technical, logistic, and financial support. The EU has expressed its interest, and the EU, France is a part of it, and France has been also a leading proponent of the need to assemble this work as quickly as possible. The U.S. has also expressed its determination. The U.K. has also done so. So already there is a lot of goodwill around this. And it is one of the reasons why we do not want people to be considered outsiders.
So you can say that we have reached a point of no return for the deployment of troops to Mali.
Absolutely. We are really on the home stretch now. I think the major differences and reservations have been put to bed. And what we await now is just that resolution that authorizes the deployment of the force under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. And we feel that that will be provided before probably even the end of November or early December, after which the deployment will start in earnest.